So I was on a power walk for about 20 minutes. Maybe what might have been like 13 minutes, like the exact number matters, right? Like 13 to 15 minutes into the walk, I'm thinking to myself, so I refill these prescriptions. I keep renewing prescriptions. Where does it end exactly? You know? Do I stay on these things forever? Do I get off of them and try and live the life of being non-medicated the way I was before and, you know, almost running in circles and spinning in circles or whatever? Is that how it ends, so to speak? Like, what is the end objective here? What was the original intent when, like, what are people thinking when they stroll up to the doctor and say, look, this is my life, I need help? They're looking for a medical intervention where straight up diet and exercise and, you know, hobbies were not necessarily filling the void. You know, all of the various extracurricular recreational things were not filling some kind of, it's not even a void. It's like, if you're not functioning at 100% or what you think to be 100%, you then resort to the doctor who you've been trying to avoid. So where I'm going with this is, what's the end result here? Like, what am I expecting out of this? I'm posing this as a question. I know nobody can answer this except for me. But what is it that, like, back in September or whatever? Yeah, September. I say to myself, okay, I can't mess up this particular contract, so I need to be medicated in a way that helps me deal with whatever the stresses are and whatever, you know, whatever mental imbalances or mental blockades that prevent me from necessarily, like, sticking through something like that or avoiding those things. Or like I said in the last rant about the supervising and managing of all kinds of people who are constantly complaining, like all those things. So in one way, it was accomplished. In one way, one of the objectives was accomplished. So we were able to manage that particular role. So now what? You know what I mean? Like, I know it's a tricky question because we don't necessarily, there's no game plan of life, you know what I mean? There's no instruction manual. We often just imitate other people who they themselves are still struggling to find it out, but they may have reached a certain level of quote-unquote success. Therefore, we emulate these people. But when you really strip away the layers and look under the hood, you see that they're just winging it in the same way that everybody else is winging it. So back to the original question. What am I hoping to accomplish by more antidepressants, more anti-anxiety meds? What is the objective? Is it to force myself to put myself out there more? I think that's part of it. You know? Is it to not want to shy away from group scenarios is probably part of it too. Is it to, you know, leave the house more? That's not really a problem now, but it can be. You know, you go into this with what you think is a clear-cut vision, and then you lose yourself in the midst of the trenches, so to speak. You lose yourself in the trenches, and then you come out on the other side, and you're wondering to yourself, okay, so what next? Now, there isn't an instruction manual, but I guess this is where the AA people say, one day at a time, right? Like, you're not gonna, if you're trying to fight addictions of some kind, you need to focus on the one day at a time. So you can probably apply that across various other areas, you know? So the truth is, there, who has the answer? Nobody knows. Like, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, as I was walking, and I'm like, it really hit me right before I turned onto my street. I'm like, damn, I'm just as lost as I thought of, as I was back in the fall of last year. You know what I mean? You know. Now it's a lot. Maybe you can just say like, oh, spring will come around. You'll feel like you have more of an objective, and you know, you write things down. You have a certain number of goals, a certain number of things you want to complete. But I think when left to your own devices for too long, it gets muddled, you know. At least when I was showing up somewhere every day, there were objectives that were laid out, even if it was kind of like not well organized. You know what I mean? Like, at least I knew that today I can count on, you know, seeing X person or engaging with Y person or whatever it was, sending off a certain amount of emails. So again, back to the question. What is the, especially when, like, and I can talk about it now, because this person will probably never hear this and the contract is done. Listening to somebody who's like 50 say they're depressed and sad and they don't know what they want to do with life. And you're like, you're 50. So it's like, it doesn't end, right? Like, you can be 50 and not know what you want to do with life. You know what I mean? And that's not necessarily, I don't want to use that as encouragement, but it gives me a bit of a sense of, okay, so this isn't just a me thing. This is a global question. This is a universal question. And what the answers are, I don't know. But the more I think about it, the more I'm like, so is the medication really the answer? I mean, who knows, man? Like, who really knows? Like, it's a really strange. It's a really strange place to be in mentally. You know? And this is why, for me, I don't really get caught up in telling people, other than you guys, clearly. I don't really get into my life too much outside of the Rantcast context in day-to-day life, because it got the preconceived judgments of people who say you should have done X by this time, or you should have been, you know, accomplished in this particular field by this time. And, you know, it's all this different bullshit. So again, as I look at some of these, like, I should be throwing these away. These empty random pill bottles. It's like, what's the point of this? But at the same time, you say to yourself, I don't necessarily want to go off them. Because, and I think the thing that really kicked in for me, this thought pattern, was realizing that there's like no more refills of the antidepressants. So You just go on them for 4 months, come off of them, and you're supposed to feel okay? Or is there a psychiatrist? Like, what does a psychiatrist do? From what I understand, they just kind of keep you up on your meds. The thing is, there's no further digging deep into the actual core of the problem. That's kind of like what I thought counseling was about. It turned out that there's some of that there, but not to the extent that you would think. I don't know. I'm just trying to, you know, tread the waters as much as anybody else. I really don't know, but I'm glad that I got it out in audio format. Thanks for listening, folks, because I really don't know. So, if anybody out there is questioning why they're doing what they're doing, or what they're doing, why they're doing what they're doing, or like what is the next step, the question is, or the answer is, only you would really know. And if you don't know, well, then maybe you just need to sort of keep going somewhat blindly into the unknown, and have some kind of weapon on you, metaphorical weapon, that you can use at your disposal. Like, you know, today is another day of the same shit. Creating opportunities. And as long as there's productivity on that front, that's really all that matters, right? It's like I can hear people in the apartment. They're getting ready to leave. Well, they just left. The door opened and closed. And it's like, okay, they're going to where they gotta go to. I was going to where I had to go for a time. So, anyway. Thanks for listening, folks. Peace.